Hello, and welcome to Forward Church Online. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you'll have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
So would you say with me this morning, Father, let's start at the beginning again, okay? Here we go. Ready? Father, I'm ready to get out of the box. Amen. We're doing a series. This is part two. I'm going to do a real quick review from last Sunday, and I'm going to give you part two this morning, next week, part three. I shared with the families last week as I was returning from Southeastern University that Dr. Nichols gave to us 13 ways to stay out of the trap zone. Mentally strong, spiritually strong people do not allow the enemy or those around them to trap them. How many have ever felt like you were entrapped by situations, events, circumstances, things going on where you feel like you're trapped? Let me explain an example that just happened yesterday morning. How many have been enjoying the weather? Wow, there's not many hands up right there. But listen, you know as well as I do, living in Florida, that this is going to pass and we're going to get the heat and the dry. And then you know what's going to happen? We're going to be going, where's the rain? So we should really just enjoy knowing that everything is under his control and he's managing. And so as long as you can get to a dry place, you're not trapped. Okay. So yesterday morning, it's coming down hard and heavy. You heard Pastor B talk about that a little bit. And I'm on my way over to Lancaster to do a mentoring program. And so I'm praying, just like you would pray. Father, it's great that it's raining here, but when I get there, how many know that God doesn't always see it your way? Hello? So I get in the parking lot and I said, Father, I'm still waiting. And it starts to release even more. So I start laughing. And I looked over to my right, and there's an elderly couple, and they're just kind of doing their thing towards the sidewalk, and they're covered up with an umbrella. And I'm thinking to myself, if I can get to where they are, they might be willing to share. That was a great thought. How many know sometimes thoughts don't always work out, right? And I'm sure you're thinking, well, why don't you carry an umbrella? For what reason? There's no need for an umbrella, right? So I get out and I go, okay, this is going to be all right. And I take off running and I get up to where they are and they just kind of look at me like, and I knew right away, there's no room for you. Hello? At that moment, you really feel like you're trapped, like there's only one way to go, and that's straight, you know, to that front area and get there as quick as possible. When I got there, you know the rest of the story. Soaked. Just soaked. And it got better because then I got a key and I was able to get to the chapel. How many know it's great when God rains? When he really rains down. How many know it's okay to be wet physically long as there's a little bit of wetness on the inside where the Spirit of the Lord reigns? Exactly. So they sent me into the chapel and they weren't there. Round three. You ready? I get to sprint from there to a dorm area and there's puddles all over the place. Let's finalize this story. Have you ever been trapped in your life? Well, I found out that I was trapped in the wrong shoes yesterday morning. You know why? Because I was soaked from underneath up. Now, what does that mean? I took a moment to look, and there was a hole in the bottom of my shoe. So that at that point, I didn't even care. I looked for the water puddles. I went in, and the guys all started laughing. And it was one of the best times we've ever had. Because you know what? Sometimes we really think it's all about, and it's not about. It's what you carry. Turn to someone and say, I'm out of the box. Father, we love you this morning, and we thank you for the weather. We have no more complaints about the weather. And we accept your sovereign touch and control and management of the environment and the circumstances in our lives. And we are conscious this morning that you are setting us up for success in the days ahead. I pray this morning that as the word of the Lord comes forth, that we will absolutely see ourselves as you do, trap free. In Jesus' name, amen. Quick review for those that are here for the very first time. By the way, if you're here for the first time, welcome. We're glad you are here. You make a difference here in the auditorium, but you make a difference with your family. So we want you to come back. Welcome to the body of Christ. So here's a quick review this morning. For those that were taking notes, you can check to make sure that you got what I have. How many know that's kind of important? Taking classes right now, I'm learning in the student role again. I better not just write it the way I heard it. I better write it the way they delivered it, as in it's on the PowerPoint or it's on the... Let me explain it to you this way. We have a lot of people that are interpreting God's word. You better take it the way he wrote it. We'll look at scripture and it says something and then we go, well, let me tell you what that really means. I'm finding out now that I'm a student again in the classroom, you better take it the way the professor delivered it. Let's go upstairs. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. You better take it the way that he's written it. I remember many years ago when the Beatles said, we will be more popular than the Bible. Well, guess what? Their careers are over and God's word's still here. Okay? That's not a slap in their face, but I'm just saying to you this morning, last Sunday we sang about the rock. This rock doesn't move. You can anchor in on the rock, Christ Jesus. He'll get you through the storms to safety. Amen? So let's just check our notes this morning real quick. We found out last week that those who are spiritually and mentally strong do not waste time feeling sorry for themselves. Number two, the Spirit of the Lord showed through the Word that we can avoid giving away power to the opinions and actions of others. Let me break that down for you. Listen closely. There used to be a constitution in these states called the United States of America. There are those who are working to remove the constitution in this nation of ours. Be careful when you succumb to the opinions and thoughts of others. Don't give away what God's given to you. Number three, avoid shying away from change. How many know that as we grow through this process of life, I said grow, not go, grow through the process of life, there's a tendency for us to get settled in our ways. It's another form of entrapment called self-entrapment. Don't shy away from change. If your wife wants to change the house and reorder it and restructure it and redecorate, that's a good thing. And all God's people said? Ooh, wow. So when you see changes in this facility where we'll be temporarily, just go, wow, that's great. Love to see those changes. But let me also underscore, because there are those in the political world that have used the word change. We know God's word doesn't change. We will never change the message of God's word. Methods may change, but the message will never change. See, if I was to stop right there, that should be enough for today. I'm real good with changing methodologies. You'll never see me alter the word of the Lord. Never, ever. You know why? I'm too close to the finish line. I'm not in my 20s anymore. But to see if Deshaun could come back this morning, he would also tell you even teenagers could go out early. I'm talking about Deshaun Rowland, who was one of the best running backs ever at Chiefland High School. I didn't say the best, but one of the best. Shane Ingram, probably the best. Phenomenal running back. Still holds the record in a state championship game for touchdowns. But if Deshaun could come back to you here this morning, he would tell you age is not the deciding factor when it's time for you to go. So let me encourage you, if you're in your teens or if you're in your 20s or if you're in the middle of the run, don't do anything to try to alter this. People have suffered greatly for undermining the word of the Lord. This doesn't change. Facilities, buildings change. But this doesn't change. But we should be changing to become more like Him. Come on, church. Because the Bible says in the book of Romans, before we get to the message, that we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So if your mind is where it was a year ago, you're trapped. If you still think the way you did when you were a teenager, you're trapped. If you're an adult and you look at your children today the way you did when they were little, you're trapped. They're not, but you are. Turn to somebody and say, it's time for my mind to change. Amen. So don't shy away from change. Then the last one we talked about last week, and Joshua and I had some fun with this after we left service last Sunday, avoid becoming stagnant. And there were two principles that came out about stagnation. God doesn't want the church to be stagnant. Expect change. In fact, I was going to do a couple things this morning, and I thought, I'll wait till next Sunday. Because it's tough for us to get up and move around. Because we're used to our zones. We're used to the way we like it, the way we want it. God will absolutely, I think it was last year when Pastor B preached on this, God is into flipping the script. I told God, who else identifies with this? Okay, just me. I told God when I got ready to go down to Southeastern, I'll go down there for those 2 weeks, but I want to be alone in a room. I don't need a roommate. Mine's at the house. My college days are over, can you tell? Now let's see if anybody else can identify. And I told God, is there anyone else here this morning? Can I get? And I told God. So when I got there, there was a note for me, and it said, good morning, Mr. Weber. Your roomie shall be Dylan Barnes. And I said, oh, crap. But you would never say that. But I said that. Because I'm a private person. And specifically when it gets into in a home and using restrooms and sleeping in beds. And it was like, oh, God. But you don't say that. Because maybe sometimes the church becomes a box where we get trapped to where we really can't be ourselves. But see, the Lord being my witness, He knows that I said that. And my thought was, I didn't ask for a roommate. And if that's what you are going to do, I might leave. How many have ever gone like this when God said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord? Thank you. That's the form of being entrapped. Whenever you see an individual standing where God wants them to, and then God delivers what package you didn't want, there's a tendency for us to do that. That is a sign of entrapment. Dylan and I have become very close friends in a matter of 3 weeks now. In 3 weeks, and the things that I needed, I've already called him Dr. Tech because of his savvy computer skills. He has been my right-hand man. But there's some things that he's needed in his life. And I've been able to pour in. How many know that God is all about balance? How many are already getting some information this morning as we prepare? God is into balance. But see, we don't always see things balanced. We see things through our eyes, through our lenses, through our mindsets. So this morning, Once again, we go back to these two main scriptures, and we're going to go to work. I'm going to shorten it this morning. Instead of four, just three. Turn to someone and say, keep it short. See, I can identify with you because during those 2 weeks, we sat in class from 8:30 to 4:30 in one room. If you got all kinds of things that go off on the inside, how many know that's tough? How many know you feel like you're trapped? Like, I don't need to do this. This is for kids. Kicks is for kids. The Bible says, if you have your Bibles or you can go along with the screen, in 2 Corinthians 2:11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, we are not ignorant of his devices. How many know that we are smarter today than we were last Sunday? Because we've learned that the enemy has devices that he likes to throw our way and against us. But we are not ignorant of those devices. Because he is not taking advantage of us the way he used to. Can I get a witness anywhere in the house? He is not taking advantage of us the way he used to. By the way, he will work with your permission against you. Whew. Come on, church. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16 says, for who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is always being renewed in us. Did you get that? If you have the mind of Christ, and you do, and it was a gift from the Father to you and to me, then our mind should be renewed every day. But it's not automatic. If you're not in the Word, you will be trapped by yesterday's Word. You didn't get that. God said to the children of Israel, today's manna is for today. I am amazed at this age, which I won't tell you, how many Christians are still living on words God gave to them years ago. That's old manna. That just tells me you've not been in the book for a long time. See, I won't actually come up and tell you that, but I just said that from the platform. God expects for me to be in the Word every day. For me, I have to be there throughout the day. I've got scriptures on my desk in the office. I've got His Word on the phone. Because I know how imperative it is for me to get something from the book. Otherwise, my mind will shift and I start going back. Hello? This must be really close to home this morning. Let me give to you a quote by Beth Moore. Your life, time, energy, opportunities, and abilities are God's pearls. They're His. You and I are merely His stewards overseeing His possessions. Wait till you hear this first one. Are you ready for the next trap? Avoid wasting time and energy in the areas where you can't control. Most of us have the ability to manage well, but control terribly. Hello? Hello? Avoid wasting energy on what you cannot control. A control freak will absolutely make very little progress in the kingdom. You might be big in the church world, but you won't be much in the kingdom. Hello? How many teenagers today who are now adults, looking back on that day, are where they are because they're trapped by parents who controlled them? It's a coaching moment, isn't it? That's why I went to my knee. Jesus Christ, who was God in the flesh, did not control people. Why do we? He was God in the flesh. He could have absolutely manipulated every one of those disciples. Manipulation is a form of witchcraft. Did you know that? That's scripture. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. So I've put that word in there, and I ask myself all the time, is there anything in my life right now where I'm trying to manipulate this? Avoid the trap of trying to control. Amen. Most of the kids that I'm working with at the Levy Learning Academy are showing rebellion against forms of control. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And I want to announce that and pronounce that over every one of our marriages. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. God didn't give me a beautiful bride so that I could tell her how to do it. Somebody said, good preaching. Everybody say with me, he's really out of the box. The Lord's here. The Lord is here. And I'm learning that even though he is sovereignly in charge, if you want your way, he'll let you have your way. Tom Dooley, in the one-year Bible that he has online, has said so many times throughout this year, he said, the most dangerous place to be is where God has let you have your way. So I just keep saying, God, whatever it takes, make sure that I'm under, not over. What does that mean? No usurping in the kingdom. Come on, church. Number five, the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 2, we're talking about wasting energy on what you can't control. God's called you to be stewards and managers, not control freaks. Man, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Come on. Maybe I'll stop just on this one here this morning. So if you were to ask me, hey, Dennis, what have you seen since you've lived here in 1988? A strong spirit of control. A strong religious spirit, which is a controlling spirit. Trying to dominate how you live your life. You'll never hear from this platform, certainly not from me, this is the way you should dress. This is the way you should comb your hair. Are you serious? How dare I? This is how you shave. These are the shoes you should wear. This is what it means to be hip. This is what it means to be in. This is what it means to be out. Come on, church. That's what used to and still manages many ministries today. If you're holy, show it. Holiness is not outward, it's inward. Jesus, I think it was Jesus, and of course I know it was Jesus. He said, wow, you're looking pretty good on the outside, but you're looking kind of dead on the inside. I changed the translation just a tad. Whited sepulchers. So I want people to come from all walks of life to come into the house, to come into the body of Christ. You know why? He's the changing agent. We aren't. How many have found that it's very difficult to change yourself? How many have gotten into a few fights? You don't have to raise your hands, at least verbal. How many have been into some fights because you were trying to change other people? That'll knock you out. Maybe round one. So avoid wasting energy on things that you can't control. Be a steward of what God's given to you. Say with me this morning, I will be the best that God wants me to be. I will steward the gifts and the talents that he's given to me. I will steward the body he has given to me, which he is to live in. See, I'd love to just be able to talk to all the young people right now and have all the adults just kind of go ahead and have coffee and lunch and all of that, so I could talk to young people about their bodies don't belong to them. So you don't have to show everything. Because he already knows everything. But we also know, don't we, men, that it's through the eye gate that we can be controlled by the opposite sex. Good preaching, Pastor. Told you there was a spirit of control out over this region that God doesn't want you to be trapped by. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, and we're on still the fifth trap to avoid. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Well, Pastor, could you tell me, could you give me an example of what it's like to be trapped? Yes. You can tell when you're around a control freak. They will give you tendencies of being anxious. You begin to get uptight. Come on, church. I tell teachers all the time, and I'll be telling them when they come in on the 19th of August, what happens in your classroom starts and ends with you. The success of these students rests on you. Only problem is, you guys have the right of way to walk out right now. They don't. Because they're hired by the district. That's a big statement. And I want our teachers, and I want that to really sink upon my life. That if these kids are failing, and we bring them to this environment, and if I don't help get them up, that's on me. That's not on those kids. Come on, church. Stir yourself a little bit. Stir yourself a little bit. And there should be such an atmosphere within those classrooms and within that cafeteria and within those auditoriums to where kids feel not anxious and uptight and I need my meds. But they feel the presence of the Lord. And they feel like they are being strengthened, not controlled. Legendary coach John Wooden put it this way as we move away from this fifth trap. He put it this way, don't mistake activity with achievement. Let me say that again. As I did that closing Friday, which was a whole different forum and behavior and conduct, which I won't do here, I said to them, you should listen to what he just said. Because in a 12-year span, they won 10 national championships. In 12 years, 10? Something was done right. Listen to the statement again. Don't mistake activity with achievement. Let me break that down. Man, I can preach all the way to 12 o'clock, but if the Spirit of the Lord isn't here, I should have stopped when I started. Whew. There's no need to walk out of here going, wow, great job, man. Way to really bring the word, and nobody got any seed? That's what that statement means. Don't mistake activity with achievement. Next, if you will control the controllable, you can cope with the uncontrollable. Let me give that to you again. If you will control the controllable, you can cope with the uncontrollable. God only wants you to be the manager of today. God only wants you to be the steward of today. Don't fast track God for tomorrow. Come on, church. So here's what I want you to think about this morning. I want you to think about releasing anything or any person that you have put in the box. Let them out. Here, let me put it in an educational term. Some educators have said, I got mine, you get yours. Wow. Does that ever define some things? How would we like it this morning if Jesus said to us, I've got mine, you get yours. That doesn't sound like grace, mercy, or truth, does it? Because what God wants us to do is this. Freely you have received, freely give. What he has put in you, he wants you to release through the power of the Spirit to other people. So I think we're going to just sit down right here on this one this morning. So that means next Sunday's message, which has already been given to Pastor B, will have to be pushed back 1 week because I'm only going to go this far this morning because I sense that God wants to break some people free. See if I can remember this old story from many years ago. It just means it was back in time. A young newlywed couple, after their honeymoon, went home and they were getting ready for a meal. And so the wife was going to begin cooking. She pulls out what she had. And it was too big. But she had been trained and taught from her grandmother and her mother that the size of the meat would be like this. Though she had the right size, she took and whittled down. You already have the end of the story, don't you? You're very sharp. And her husband came to her and said, Why did you do that? Why did you waste all that meat? And she said, it's what I saw my mom and grandmother do. So let's bring this to some practical realms, okay? Trusting the Holy Spirit. Only level one. Don't you feel better than I did a couple weeks ago? We had no options. We were there till 4:30 in the afternoon. So we just had to take it. But I'm only going to give you the one this morning. Because I think there's a real issue in this region where we need to release things that are absolutely not ours to manage. So, let's start here. How's your devotional life? Is it a carbon copy of what you saw in your home? It shouldn't be. It should be tailored to who you are. Let me break it down a little bit clearer. In our home growing up, every night my dad was always on his knees. Does that mean I have to be on my knees? Well, that could conform me to a religious spirit. Do I need to pray like he did? Oh, absolutely. But do I have to model it just like he did? Oh, no. Let me explain to you this way. Father, help me to be filled with grace. When I first moved here in 88 through the early 90s, when I would be out in the community, I could tell where Christians went to church by the way they talked and by the way they dressed. Thank you, Miss Karen. Somebody smiled and laughed. Which tells me that they were trying to conform to what that facility and those that were there expected of them. His expectations are greater than mine for you. How dare I say things that shouldn't be said? Because there's a controlling spirit that is out of control in that person's life, but definitely wants to control your life. Well, the Lord is here as we come to a close this morning. And he wants to break that control that puts people in the box and limits them. Do you realize, body of Christ, members of the body of Christ, your potential that you have inside of you? He has loaded you for the entire journey. And he's marked it out with success. Temporary setbacks, but ultimately success. And all you have to do is yield to him every day. Have you got it? Yield to the Holy Spirit every day. Yield to the Holy Spirit every day. So if you were to ask me, if I was to give you an exit ticket this morning, what do I need to walk out of here with? If you're going to be a person that's going to live out of the box, you live a yielded life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Let me say it again. If you're going to be an out-of-the-box person, you're going to be a person that is yielding to the power of the Holy Spirit every day in your life. Let me explain it to you this way. I do a lot of reading with Dr. A.W. Tozer's devotionals, And he says, and I'm going to kind of update it, because he went home to be with the Lord the same year that John F. Kennedy was shot. But see, we didn't realize that the same day the president went out, a prophet of God went out. And some of you don't even know who Dr. A.W. Tozer is. I didn't say was, is, because he's more alive than we are. He's very much alive. But maybe you're here this morning and you say, you know what, I don't sense the presence of the God, of God at all in my life. I don't sense that presence that you're talking about. Well, simply ask yourself, to what am I yielding every day? I put my phone somewhere. Am I on the computer more than I am in God's Word? Do I find myself on Facebook more than I take the time to pray over the needs of people? Am I more self-invested than I should be? Am I investing in other people? These are challenging opportunities for us to step out of the box this morning. Let's pray. Father, we bow before you this morning, not necessarily because our knees are on the floor or on a platform, but we bow our hearts and we bring our heads that so often are in high and lofty places, and we tilt them and we bow our head in your presence, for we know of your lordship. And Father, I'm asking this morning, starting with my life on this platform, that you would bring me totally out of the box. And I'm asking that you will do that with others who sense in their heart, you know what? I can see what the Holy Spirit is talking about. There are areas where I'm not stewarding, I'm not managing, but I'm trying to control it. I'm actually trying to manipulate things so it goes my way. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, from young people to adults, that we will come out of the box through the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. So here's the invitation. We're going to have communion. This is the invitation. It won't be for here. It's going to be for you to be able to stand where you are. And it was coming to me as I was praying. Are you still here? It's not 12 yet. Years ago, the story is told in Streams in the Desert of a man who was broken in great need. Great need. And he heard about this famous preacher that was going to be coming to speak. And so he went to the crusade to hear this famous preacher. He sat there and got nothing out of the whole service. And he said, he's a flop to himself. He said, he's a flop and so are you. To God. As the man of God finished his message, he took a knee and he began to pray. Listen to his prayer. Father, today we can trust the man who died for us. And with that, the man broke out in the audience. He broke because that's what he needed. Maybe everything this morning didn't come together, didn't jive for you, but now is an opportunity for you to respond to the Holy Spirit. I want to start because it came while I was right there. I want to start with our teenagers. I'm talking about control. One of the research papers that I'm working on right now, and this is not an egotistical moment, please, by any stretch. I'm dealing with research on relationships in classrooms, student to student and teacher to student, that become inappropriate. Well, the Lord is here. So are there any teenagers here this morning that say, hey, Dennis, there's a guy that's been wanting to take me out, but he's already told me how it's going to go. Or there may be a guy here this morning, a teenager, who'd say, you know what? Thanks, coach. Thank you, pastor. Thanks, Dennis. Because there's some young ladies that have kind of been in my circle, but they've kind of formatted how it's going to be. And I'm really struggling because I want to walk with God. But, man, there's a sense of this is how it's going to be if you're going to be with me. So I'm going to start, first of all, with young people. Are there any young people who are under the influence of a controlling spirit that you'd like to see God break that off of your life this morning? I'm going to invite you to stand. I love this generation because I don't think they have anything to hold back. And if God's working in their lives, they're going to respond. Secondly, to adults, all of us as adults. Maybe there's some of us here this morning who have tried to control marriages and run it. Marriage is God's institution, not ours. Government needs to hear that. I'll be preaching on that later. Hey, listen, if all 12 of the disciples lost their lives for Christ, who am I? I'm not going to hide in this facility. I'm going to let my voice be heard. And I'm going to make a stand. It's amazing how we'll look back into history and we're proud of those who made those great stands for our nation and those who made great stands for the church. But let anyone start speaking out for truth today and all of a sudden we want them to get quiet. That's going on in this nation right now. I said to my wife the other day, the voice of the prophet is trying to be silenced in the church. So then I went to Curtis Stacy. I said, I need confirmation, my brother. I said, it's an old Buckeye to a Gator. It's okay, right? He started laughing. I said, has anything been going on in your prayer life about how the church is trying to shut down the voice of the prophet and the fivefold ministry? He said, brother, that's from heaven. Because when you shut down the voice that comes from the platform, you're next. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. You're next. When the pastors no longer bring the Word of God in the house, your home's next. How many know right now I'm operating in the gift of the prophet right now? That's what's going on in our nation right now. Shut down the Word of the Lord in the house. But He's not going to stop here. He being the one that we are not ignorant of. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. We are not ignorant of His devices. If He can shut down and water down the Word of the Lord in the house, your house is next. And He's not coming to you first. He's coming to the next generation. He's coming to your children. And upon this rock I stand. I almost wish we could close with that song this morning. I'm sure He'll bring it up again sometime in the near future. And I got to tell you, in the natural, I'm scared for this nation and I'm scared about the call that's on my life. Oh, brother, you shouldn't say that. God's not giving you a spirit of fear. Come walk with me. You talk real big. Come walk with me. Because the enemy is doing a real work in the churches to shut down God's word. Water it down. But we don't do that in education. But we water down God's word. I wonder across this house, is there anyone that would like to stand and say, you know what? I identify with the message. I see where I've been trapped, or I see where I have entrapped others with that controlling mechanism. And today, I want out of the box. I'm inviting you to stand. And I'm standing with you. I have to stand this way because I'm short, so you can see me. John Maxwell, who used to be a pastor, who's now a big leader in leadership forum, said this, the strength of the church and of our homes is empowerment. Whew. That's what we've got to do. We've got to empower others, not control them. God's already begun to set us free all over this room. I'm so proud of you guys. Unashamed to say, you know what? I see that in my life. And if I have any teenagers here, I used to do it all the time when I was a teenager. I already had in my mind what was going to happen when we went out. And guess what? I made it happen. Because I was a dirty boy. Is there anyone else that just needs to stand and say, you know what? Man, this thing is so scripted. I'm not blind to any of this. I understand what he's talking about. But guys aren't the only ones that script things. All right, we're ready to pray. and we're going to have communion. Open communion is the body of Christ. You don't have to be a member of Forward Church. You just got to know Him. And if you know Him, man, we're brothers and sisters in the faith. So, Pastor, what are you praying for? Well, gosh, I'm just going to pray like this, that all controlling mechanisms will be broken off of our lives and we will empower people the way He's empowered us. Cool beans? Let's pray. Father, we love You this morning. Thank You for Your precious word. And we are anchored to it. We're tied to it. We live by it. We breathe the kingdom air. And I thank You, Father God, for all of those that are standing. We all stand together. Sometimes it's been out of fear, Lord, that we've done some of the stupid things we've done. So that we don't lose anything, Lord. So we're asking that You would forgive us where we've done that. Forgive us. Openly, we admit it, we confess it, and we turn from it. And now, we're ready for empowerment. We're asking for the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit to rest upon us. I'm asking in Jesus' name that we will release and steward and manage and empower others the way You are now empowering us. And Lord, this ministry is ready for change. And we're ready for growth. And we will adhere to the word of the Lord. Bless this awesome family of believers today. In Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen. Would you give God praise in the house? Come on. Kind of like, oh yeah. Come on. Kind of like, oh yeah, I've been set free. Like, oh yeah, I've been liberated.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Forward Church Online. We hope this has been a blessing in your life and that you'll share this and other great resources with your friends. We want to invite you to explore our webpage at www.myforwardchurch.org. There, you'll find online giving, church events, and so much more. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, as there's always something happening around Forward Church. If you're ever in our area, we'd like to extend an invitation to come be a part of one of our live worship experiences. Thanks again for listening to the Forward Church Online Podcast. Have a great week.